Do you ever wonder if you're thinking about your profession in the right way? Whether selling is really right for you? I know a lot of people have this problem with what selling is, and I think we have so bastardized the concept and made it ugly, and it shouldn't be. It should be the most humane profession imaginable. So in this podcast, I'm going to tell you why that is and how to get there mentally. Bill Caskey. We haven't had just you and I for a while, have we? We've interviewed people and we've done recordings from LinkedIn Live and YouTube, but it hasn't been just you and I. I think it should be just you and I today to talk about this topic of what the heck is selling anyway? And why do people recoil from it? And why even the pros, deep down, I think, and I've heard it, I know, have this thing about it that turns you off. And we hide that thing and we pretend like it's not there, but it really is there. So I want to talk about that today, go a little bit deeper. My name is Bill Caskey. You probably know me as Bill Caskey. If you haven't checked out our Million Dollar Seller Challenge, we're doing it every month. The next one coming up, depending upon when you're listening to this, would be May 6th. But if you're listening to it after, go to MillionDollarSellerChallenge.com. It's for sales professionals, business owners, creators, founders who want to, what we're going to do today actually is talk a little bit about what we do in there. And that is, how do you change the game? How do you change the game you're in? And I have so many examples that I want to share. I want to give you a couple today. But if you're interested in really growing your business, there's a small tuition to it. It's 5 days, 1 hour a day for 5 days. And we had rave reviews on it, and we're going to do it every month. So here we go. The topic today is, what is selling and why does it carry with it so much baggage? And I've heard, you know, people on TED Talks, and I've heard people who try to make it something it's not, so that we can get out of the baggage of selling, this baggage of, you know, it's convincing and it's trying to get somebody to do something they don't want to do and all those antiquated things. But I still think a lot of us have that inside us. We've heard that for so long. And I see this with a lot of younger people, my daughter's age. She's in her 20s, 30s. And she wouldn't want me telling you exactly how old she is. I'll say 20s, 30s. It gives you a span. And they're very reluctant to do it. And even when they do it, they still have a problem with it. So let's talk about what it is today and how to change the dynamic. So let's bust a couple of myths. Myth number one is that the role of the sales professional or salesperson is to convince or persuade somebody to do a thing, like buy, or to convince somebody to do a thing like meet. And I just think that's wrong. I am not in the business to convince or persuade anybody of anything. That is not my role. That's too hard to work. Plus, what happens when you try to convince somebody that they didn't vote properly or to vote properly or that they didn't raise their kids right? Well, they get defensive. They always get defensive. I do. You do. We all do. So whenever a salesperson shows up with that mindset of convince and persuade, why should we expect anything different than resistance? We shouldn't. That's exactly what we're getting. And then we say we don't want to get it. We blame the customer. Well, you know, a customer lied to me or the customer ghosted me. I love that one. They ghosted me. They ghosted you. Okay. Sure they did. They ghosted you because you brought no value to the table. I've had customers ghost me. If I'm understanding the correct definition, is they disappear on you. But it was my fault. There was something I either did and shouldn't have or didn't do and should have done in the sales process leading up to the ghosting that was wrong. But I can't blame them for that. But it's easy to blame the other. It's easy to blame the prospect for ghosting, or blame the prospect for lying, or blame the prospect for they weren't telling me the whole truth. They didn't tell me the thing that was got in the way, and that is they're getting ready to file Chapter 11 or whatever that thing is. So I don't want you to do anything that creates resistance. Nothing. Nothing that creates resistance. Now, I'm not suggesting you don't challenge the prospect on their way of thinking. Of course, I want you to be honest with people. I want you to, be clear, be authentic, make sure your communication of your message is good. But that doesn't mean try to convince them. So that's number one. Don't convince. Number two, I've said this for a long time, and I haven't actually talked about it on the podcast recently, but selling is a process of sorting. S-O-R-T-I-N-G. It's sorting the people who have a problem and want to fix it from the people who have a problem and don't want to fix it, or the other group is the people who don't believe they have a problem and obviously don't want to fix it. So it's a whole sorting mechanism. It's a triage mechanism. And, you know, there's a lot of people out there talking about turning no's into yeses. I hear that a lot. Well, I don't want to turn no's into yeses. I want to get a solid no, this is not right for me, early in the process so I can go spend time with somebody else. But that's not the way we're wired. If you grew up in the 80s and 90s and you heard, well, I'm not going to mention the trainers, but there was a lot of people out there talking about, you got to turn no's into yeses and never accept no for an answer. And it's like, really, you're going to waste a lot of time with people who, even if they finally do say yes, and you've spent 40 hours with them, in that meantime, a real pro has 3 new clients because they had the time to spend and they weren't focused on turning a no into yes. I know there's an ego thing about it. There's some kind of testosterone that, they were a no, but I got them to move. And I really, okay, if you're working too hard, and I know this is going to really, cause people great pain to hear that, because nobody wants to admit they're working too hard. You're working too hard. Here's what that typically means. It means that you haven't done a good job in marketing and the upfront part of the process, business development, lead generation, whatever. So by the time you get to the end, they're not a yes yet. And it's because you have done a lousy job up front. So you're covering it up by saying, well, they were a no, but I turned them into a yes. Well, they could have been a yes, 6 weeks ago if you'd have done a good job up front. And again, I'm speaking to the generic here. So I know that you will say, well, no, I do a good job at that. And you might. I'm just speaking in the macro. I'm speaking for what I see when I talk to VPs of sales, when I talk to sales professionals. Okay, so that's number two. Let's go to number three. Selling is a thinking person's sport, not a doing person's sport. What I mean by that is we take a lot of pride in our doing. I've got a couple of friends who are always bragging about how late they work and how many hours a week and how they've been traveling. Oh, man, I'm so busy. And then I look at their income, and it's decent, but it's not in accordance with their busyness, if they truly are busy doing work. Maybe they're out of town partying. I don't know. But the point there is, it is a thinking person's game. And we tend to put an unbelievable amount of emphasis on work ethic and hours. Here's an example. I had a client who just came to me and started working with me, and he is in the business of selling leadership, productivity, sales consulting to companies. He's got 2 or 3 different products. He's really a good man, and his go to market strategy is cold calling and booking a meeting and presenting a proposal, having a meeting where you discover what's the problem, what are you trying to accomplish, and he comes back, he goes and writes a whole thing, and then he comes back and does a proposal, and then he closes 15% of those. Now, one thing we could do is get his, and we will do, is get his closing percentage up. He should be closing 70% of those. If he's going to go through that much work, that much doing, he needs to close a higher percent. But I said, man, you're spending a lot of time with people who are not buying. And he agreed. He said, oh, I know, but I don't know what to do in its place. And I said, well, let's think about this differently. Let's do a little intelligent thinking here rather than just going out, because I see it all the time. Let's just go out and do, grind away, work away. It's like, wait a minute. Have you thought about what you're doing? Is there any strategy to this? And so he and I put together this strategy of, I said, look, you need to have something that's a free offer of some kind. Maybe it's a webinar. Maybe it's a series of webinars. Maybe it's a free course. Maybe it's an online course. But it's got to be something that gets your prospect into the fold of your company and what you do, and gives them some kind of experience of you free. He's like, well, I don't know if I want to give it away. I said, okay, give it away. The fact that you don't think you want to give it away is exactly what you should be doing, giving it away. I said, because here's what's going to happen. You call up a company, let's say you talk to a VP of whatever, marketing or team lead, and say, look, I have a business where I work with people and help them become more productive as sales professionals, and I've got a complimentary 3-day event next week. It's online. It's 45 minutes a day. I would like to invite your people to it if you'd like to attend, or you if you'd like to attend. And here's the purpose of it. Here's what you're going to get out of it. And I said, you make that call 20 times, 12 to 15 people are going to say, yeah, I mean, we're looking for productivity enhancements, or we're looking for sales help. So yeah, sure. They're going to get on. You're going to give them an experience. And then the back end meeting is a closing meeting. It's basically, they know everything that to know about you. They know about your content. They understand how you train and how you teach or coach or whatever the business is. This is his business. And that sale is going to be a lot easier to make than if you're trying to go in not giving them an experience of something, but only pitching. Only pitching. I don't want them to have an experience of you as a sales professional. I want them to have an experience of you as a problem solver. That's the experience. That's what's going to have the biggest payoff for them. But if the only experience your prospect gets is as you as a salesperson, come on, why do you think we only close 15% of the deals? So what can you do to think about your business in a slightly different way? Give people an experience up front. Now, some of you have clients, you have like 10 clients and you work with them all the time. A little tougher to do there. A little tougher to do, but not impossible. So what can you do to think about your business differently so that you can give this customer an experience? And he left that meeting and said, oh my gosh, that could change my entire business. So yeah, because we get so, we're not very generous with our information when you think about it. We're just not. We hold it too close to the vest. And to be honest with you, there's probably nothing that I have or you have that can't be Googled and replicated or AI'd, my verb, AI'd in some way. Now, is it going to be the same as having you and your beautiful face and your tone of voice and everything, you as a human being, come in and work with my people? No. But the core product or the content probably is available from other people. So your experience that they get from you, having experience, that's really where the value is. And I see it all the time. Closing rates are low. It's because we never give people an experience. So that's a matter of thinking. So those are the three things that I think if you change the dynamic between buyer-seller, if you understand that you're not there to convince and persuade, and if you're thinking about things differently and strategically, selling is going to be a whole lot easier. And it's not going to be convincing and persuading. It's going to be sorting out the wheat from the chaff and the lookers from the buyers. And if you can get there, totally change the selling, because there's no emotion anymore. You're not trying to get somebody to do something. The objections go away. You don't have to handle objections. How many books have been written about handling objections? Good Lord. Too many. Okay, I hope that helps you today. Hope that serves you. Go to milliondollarseller.com if you want more like this. We go deep into some of these topics that I only have, 10, 12 minutes for on the podcast, and we go deep. Million Dollar Seller, tuition's low, 1 hour a day, starts on May 6th. I will see you next week. Bye.